Now is the worst time for the government to introduce a rise in train fares, the warning from a Berkshire Railway campaign group. From today, ticket prices rise 2.6%. David Richardson is from Thames Valley Rail Future. He's worried commuters in Berkshire are going to be put off by the increase and improvements that have been made to the network will go to waste.
We've seen the new railway station at Reading. We've seen electrification push through to Newbury. And we've got a new station opening at Green Park in South Reading. Longer term investments could start to dry up if the passenger numbers aren't there. We need to really do everything we can to give passengers confidence of going back on the train.
A spokesperson from the Department for Transport says the increase to rail fares is the lowest in 4 years. They're also planning to offer cheaper, more flexible tickets for commuters in due course. And it's been a good night for British actors in England in a week's time. Commuters from Berkshire who are planning to return to the office after lockdown may be put off by higher rail fares, the warning from a local campaign group. From today, ticket prices increase by 2.6%. Dave Richardson is from Thames Valley Rail Future, which campaigns for a bigger, better railway in Britain. He says it's the wrong time for the government to put prices up.
It became clear last summer that some of the changes to working patterns were likely to be permanent. People are quite happily working from home, some of them going to the office maybe 2-3 days a week and work from home on the other days. Now that's fine and that will save companies a lot of money, but what does it mean for the wider economy, businesses around railway stations and in city centres?
A spokesperson from the Department for Transport says the increase to rail fares is the lowest it's been in 4 years. They're also planning to offer cheaper, more flexible tickets for commuters in due course.